Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, another prime minister gone again. Gas stations are selling weed. And Tyler James Williams. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tuning in. Thank you for coming out in person. So good to see you. Look at this. Oh, wow. Take a seat, everybody. Take a seat. Take a seat. Wow. This feels amazing. I feel like I've met you before. This is wonderful. We've got a great show for you tonight. Coronavirus has a fun new side effect. Britain loses another queen, and we'll find out why Florida now has the greatest gas stations of all time. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. I'm gonna be honest, people. With all the news that happened today, I don't think we have enough space in today's show. We tried everything we could to pack it all in. We tried to tighten it. I even put the news on a crash diet, so it would get small enough to fit. But those diets don't really work, so now there's even more news than ever, and I've got a pantry full of tummy tea. The point is, we just don't have the time. Fortunately, not enough time is just enough time for a segment we call Ain't Nobody Got Time for That. Kick things off with an old school story that's an update on the coronavirus pandemic, or as we call it now, just life. Now that pretty much everyone has gotten through COVID at least, what, 7 times, scientists are wondering what that's doing to our bodies. And the answer is not great.
We have some more concerning news now about the long-term impact of COVID-19. A study shows that it speeds up aging.
An epidemiology expert from Washington University in St. Louis studied long COVID's impacts on your organs. In his research, he noticed patterns indicating the kidneys, the brain, and the heart all age faster after a bout with the virus.
Yeah, that's right. Researchers say COVID can cause your organs to age faster than you are. I'm not even sure what that means. I guess you turn on the TV to watch Euphoria and your kidneys are like, what about blue bloods? Come on! No, but for real, this is disturbing news. Fighting COVID is so difficult that it ages your body parts. I mean, that is a great excuse for the next time you can't perform in bed, though, you know? Baby, you gotta understand, my penis is like 85! And this is the scary thing about COVID. Because it's a novel virus, we still don't know what the long-term side effects might be. And what sucks is that it's always gonna be bad. We know it's always gonna be bad. Viruses never have good side effects. News anchors are never like, breaking news, we're learning now that 9 out of 10 people suffering from long COVID get those sexy V things. This is hot. Now, if we had more time, We could talk about the long-term strain COVID is going to put on the medical system, or how weird organs are in general. Like, why do we have so many? Why don't we just have one big one that runs everything? But we can't get into that important medical discussion, because while COVID keeps coming up with new ways to attack our bodies, the virus of Russia, Vladimir Putin, has found new ways to attack Ukraine.
Well, tonight, a third of Ukraine is without power after Russia destroyed power stations in the last 8 days. President Zelensky says Russia has thrown the country into massive blackouts and is urging his nation to brace for a tough winter.
For the last month, Russia has targeted Ukraine's electricity grid, especially substations that serve as junction points between cities.
Just yesterday, Russia unleashed these, a swarm of kamikaze drones to dive bomb energy facilities throughout the city.
Yeah. After being beaten back by Ukraine's forces on the ground, Putin has now resorted to using kamikaze drones. Catty bitch. And you know, if this doesn't prove that Putin's strategy is failing, nothing will. Because you never need to use kamikaze when you're winning. You know? It's like anytime you see someone rushing somewhere with their hands full of paper towels, you know things are not going according to plan. Oh shit. And by the way, also, can we stop calling them kamikaze drones? If there's not a person inside, it's not kamikaze. Right, that's just ghost riding the whip. And kamikaze's from Japan. So this is a war crime and cultural appropriation. So you're canceled, Vladimir Putin. Yeah. Let's see if Twitter will do what the UN could not. By the way, an interesting detail in this story is that Russia had to buy these drones from Iran, which kind of makes you question their military might. Right? You're supposed to be one of the most powerful militaries in the world, but you ran out of shit already? Like, you realize America never runs out of weapons. Never. America has so many weapons, sometimes it'll sell weapons to countries that it's gonna fight just to make space, you know? We'll be like, all right, here you go, Iraq. All right, now let's do this. Pew, 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 pew. Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how Russia's access to weapons from other countries reminds us that the global sanctions aren't as global as we think, because they still have ties to Asia, South America, and the Middle East. Or we could talk about how this Ukraine war is completely derailing not just Ukraine, but also Europe's economy and their energy supplies. But we don't have the time to get into that, because while Ukraine is in turmoil, there's another country in Europe that somehow is in even more of a shit situation today. Great Britain. And that's one story we definitely need to make time for.
Breaking across the pond, a political earthquake. Just 44 days, that is how long Prime Minister Liz Truss was in office before resigning just in the last few hours.
I recognize, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party.
This makes Truss now the shortest serving prime minister in 301 years.
God damn, Britain, another prime minister? Another prime minister? And this one only lasted 44 days. Boris Johnson had COVID parties that were longer than that. You realize how hard it is to get tired of somebody this quickly? Usually politicians get a period of time where you like them first and then you hate them, but Britain hated Liz Truss basically from day one. Imagine being on a first date. On a first date with someone, and they're like, oh, I'm so sick of all your shit. Like, but we just met. It's like, I know, and I'm suffocating. Actually, if this was a relationship, I feel like at this point, Britain's friends would be sitting down with it like, listen, honey, you've been through 4 prime ministers in 6 years. They can't all be the problem, huh? I'm just saying, maybe it's time to turn the vote of no confidence on yourself, yeah? In fact, for the next prime minister, maybe the UK should take things a little slow. You know? Yeah, this is chaos. For the next one, maybe don't put a label on it. Yeah, so much pressure, that prime minister. Maybe just have them be the person who lives at 10 Downing Street. In fact, don't even live there. Just sleep over here and there, you know? Yeah, then maybe leave a toothbrush behind, you know, and then they get a drawer for their clothes, and then when you're sure that this is the prime minister for you, then you bring them to meet your friends at the G7. How about that, you know? And you're like, yeah, we're a thing now. We're a thing. Oh, and by the way, remember, the reason Liz Truss lost her job is because she came into office making worse decisions than a company's social media manager during Black History Month. Terrible budget plans, firing finance ministers, going back on her own policies, sending the Queen to meet Jesus. Things were going so badly, that the British press trolled her with vegetables.
In a sign of just how tenuous her standing was, and perhaps how brutal UK politics can be, a British newspaper began tracking a head of lettuce to see if the embattled truss would last longer than the produce, and it did.
Oh, that's humiliating. That is humiliating. Imagine being so bad at your job that you lose a joke contest. Yeah, because at first people were like, ha-ha, I bet she can't last longer than a head of lettuce. And then by the end of it, they were like, should the lettuce be prime minister? And maybe the lettuce will be the only one that wants the job. Because right now, Britain's parliament sounds more chaotic than a family reunion at Herschel Walker's house.
Yesterday was a shambolic day for her. We heard early in the day that her interior minister, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, had resigned over an issue over improper use of her emails. And then later in the day, we heard that she had, in fact, been fired. And then there was a vote in the House of Commons, which descended into chaos. Some lawmakers alleged that government officials were actually physically pushing them, intimidating them into making decisions that they wouldn't otherwise have made. One lawmaker even alleged that some MPs were crying in the toilets of the House of Commons.
What a shit show. Did you hear that? People were shoving each other, crying, swearing, quitting, unquitting. It's almost like the whole government turned into a high school drama club rehearsal. I mean, members of parliament were crying in the toilet. Multiple members of parliament. Like, how many? What, was there a line? You know? There's people like, are you almost done in there? Are you almost done? Other people are waiting to cry too, you know? It's coming out, hurry, it's coming out! It's actually too bad that this happened in Britain and not in Japan, because, you know, at least Japanese toilets are so advanced, they can probably actually help and console you, you know?
There, there, Trevor, you're doing the best you can.
Thanks, Toto.
Don't forget to wipe.
Yeah, I remember.
Wiping is very important. Remember what happened last time.
Shut up, Toto! Just shut up! Shut
you
up,
got you're not that helping. Big rash.
No, just shut up, Toto! You're not helping.
You know. The craziest part of this whole story is that Liz Truss only became prime minister because Boris Johnson was embroiled in so many scandals that he was forced to resign. That's the only reason she got the job. So you'll never guess who might be replacing her.
The big issue, though, for the Conservative Party and for this country is that no one really knows who's going to be able to replace her. There are a number of names in the mix, including, I have to say, Boris Johnson, who's currently on holiday and on vacation at the moment in the Caribbean.
There are a number of Conservative Party members who are calling for Boris Johnson to return to the helm.
I went to my constituency at the weekend, and the strong message that I got was bring back Boris Johnson.
Some supporters and some allies of Boris Johnson say that he may throw his name into the ring, which would be pretty remarkable since he was forced out by scandal just 6 or 7 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right, people. Old Boris Johnson is looking pretty good right now, isn't he? Not physically, of course. Physically, no, he looks like a Pomeranian who got stuck in a dryer. Politically, though, people are like, he's not bad. Here's an honest question, though. Britain, are you guys really going to put Boris back in office? Boris, scandals, Johnson? There is nobody else who could do this job. Nobody? In the entire country? Like, what about Paddington? Everybody loves him. Yeah. With that voice, he could even have bad policies. No one would care. I want to burn all the migrants. Aww. You crazy tyrants. Now, look, if we had more time, we could try and figure out Britain's next top minister, or we could place bets on how long they would last, but we don't have the time because we have to go to an ad break that is probably going to last longer than Liz Truss. We'll be right back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tonight is an Emmy-nominated actor who stars in the hit show Abbott Elementary, which is now in its second season and airs Wednesdays on ABC. Please welcome Tyler James Williams. James Williams, welcome to The Daily Show.
It's good to be here.
It is great to see you here. That's yours. Yeah, enjoy it. You can take the mug with you and everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah, one of the perks. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On all of your success, your continued success. You know, I fell in love with you as an actor on Everybody Hates Chris. I've been following you ever since.
Thank you.
It was so good to see you. I mean, you know, you've obviously, you know, done cameos in other shows and you've played other parts, but Abbott Elementary is a force. You got an Emmy nomination for it. Congratulations on that as well. You've been phenomenal. The whole cast has been phenomenal. You know what's amazing about the show? Isn't just the fact that it is a network show that everyone said was done. Everyone said network is dead. TV, comedies, nobody wants anymore. People want procedurals. People want and you brought a show that people watch live, that people watch together, that people want to speak about the next day. What do you think? You know, is part of the reason the show is so successful and resonates.
I think people want to feel good, man. I think after 2020 and what has continued to be the pandemic and our, you know, political climate, I think we found a lot that we could be mad about and a lot of things we could yell at each other about, but not much that we could laugh about together.
Right.
And this is one of those shows that kind of brings people together and, you know, you can talk about it the day after and kind of laugh at what we know to be a broken educational system. But if we can't laugh about it, then what? It's kind of the same concept as this. This thing you got going on here.
You mean this
now
this
that
thing
I
right,
say it,
this
yeah,
thing right here.
This kind of, yeah, this yeah. thing, yeah.
What I've loved about the show is how beloved it has become in the education space. Teachers love the show. You know, on multiple occasions, Abbott Elementary has, for instance, given away its marketing budget to buy supplies for teachers around the country to raise awareness for how they're not getting paid enough or they don't have enough. The stories talk about what's happening in the American schooling system.
Right.
But with grace, I think that's one of the things I've really appreciated is that it's not like a mockery of teachers.
No.
And it doesn't shit on anybody, but it's really honest in people's failings.
Yeah, I mean, it's if we can't look at where we are right now and make some kind of commentary on it that isn't incredibly divisive, then I don't know what we're doing. That's what network TV is supposed to do. It's woven into the fabric of American culture. You know what I mean? We've always sat down together and we've watched something and we've talked about it at the water cooler or whatever. Yeah. So the American sitcom kind of can't die. If the American sitcom dies, we're f***ed.
You know, it's actually interesting you say that because I was talking to a friend about this the other day and I was saying, people take for granted how powerful and how connective it was to have shows that people share.
Yes.
You share a reality, you share an experience, you share something that brings you together as opposed to politics, which always divides people. You've been in this business forever, since you were what?
Four.
Four years old.
Since I was four.
You're normal though?
Enough. I'm normal enough.
How?
I really like the work, man. I really like telling stories and representing people. And, you know, empathizing with characters and going into people's living rooms week to week.
You know, when you look at your journey, I know everyone talks about being grateful, and it's always easy to be grateful for the momentous moments. What is the most insignificant seeming moment in your life that you're the most grateful for because of how it shaped you or how it's, you know, shaped the life that you live now?
Oof. That's a good one. You know, I think it would be a series of moments, if anything. It's the fact that, I guess more of a concept, the fact that my audience has literally grown up with me.
Right.
And we're all here together now. That's the thing that when I sit down at night and like all the lights are off and like last thoughts are going through your head, that's kind of the craziest thing for me is like we all grew up together and now we're all here. We're trying to figure this life out together. And hopefully I can continue to do that until we all, you know, are deep in our 80s.
Man, that gave me goosebumps. I love you so much, Nabeel. Thank you so much for being here. For real, man. One of the funniest human beings I've ever watched and had the pleasure of speaking to. Tyler James Williams, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Man, for real.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.